Thursday, 26-week Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from the book of Job, chapter 19, verses 21 to 27. Have pity on me, have pity on me, O Zeus, my friend, for the hand of God hath touched me. Why do you, like God, pursue me? Why are you not satisfied with my pleasure? On that my words were written, oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were graven in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at last he will stand upon the earth, and my eyes shall behold and not another. My heart faints within me. Second, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 to 12. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to come. And he said to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way, behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and salute no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace shall rest upon him. But if not, it shall return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, the kingdom of God hath come near to you. But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, even the dirt of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, notice that the kingdom of God hath come near. I tell you, it shall be more tolerable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Believing in God's providence. All things that happen in this life are for a reason, but man is not always understanding that reason. People frequently view their mind to find a reason for it. For example, the event of September 11, 2011 happened due to the American sin. When Jesus' disciples saw the man-born plant in John chapter 9, they asked Jesus who is at fault, his sin or his parents' sin. Jesus answered, not anyone's sin, but for God's glory. In the Gospel, when Jesus sent his disciples to preach the good news, He commanded them not to bring with them bag or sticks. Many people shall ask him a question that how to survive then. But Jesus warned them to live by the good wills of those who believe in the good news, and their responses are in God's providence. Analysis. First reading. Job's strong belief in God. Third point. Believing in God's mercy instead of judging and condemning others. Job's fans believe that punishment are the result of sin. So when they saw that Job is suffered, they conclude that Job committed sin. But God's providence is not so simple. Enduring suffering isn't necessary due to sin. The reader of Job knew from the beginning why Job and his friend did not know. That is the rope for Satan to know that Job loved God not because of God's blessings on his children and belonging. Satan's case is also an example of take whatever one thought and apply to others. He take what he is thinking and apply to Job's case. When Job hears his friends keep judging and condemning, he begs them for their mercy. If they do not have compassion for him, let him be in peace. He said, "Have pity on me, have pity on me, O you, my friend, for the hand of God has touched me. Why do you, like God, pursue me? Why are you not satisfied with my plans?" Second point. Job's strong belief in God. Even though Job lost all his belongings and children, at the same time, he must endure his sickness and spiritual teasing from his friends. Job never dared to complain or to curse God as Satan expected. In opposition, he keeps his belief in God's mercy. He said, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin had been destroyed, then from my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see on my side, and my eyes shall behold and not another." Second, the gospel. The faith of those who preach the good news. Third point. Jesus sent 70 disciples to preach the good news. Jesus already had the plan for the good news to reach all people. According to this plan, besides the 12, Jesus also chooses 70 disciples in Luke's gospel and send them out today with his command. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. In God's providence, the 12 and the 70 disciples continue Jesus' mission. They are not only preaching, but also at the same time continue train other disciples among their hearers so that there are never lack of preachers. Also, according to God's providence, those who are preaching the good news shall be fed by the hearer, so that they have the time to preach the gospel. Second point. Some essential characters of the preachers. Jesus commands his disciples the following. First, carry no purse, no bag, no sandals. They are asked to live poorly because of the gospel and church completely in God's providence. If a preacher has so many things, he does not want nor is able to travel very far. The one who has the least is the one who can travel fastest. Second, salute no one on the road, but pay attention to their present mission. This is not a command to be impolite or to insult others, but a sound advice so that they should not let little things to interfere with their important mission. Please see Second Book of Kings, chapter 4, verse 29. Third, do not go from house to house. The most important thing is to preach the good news, not to go from house to find prophets or individual safety. Third point, the duties of hearer. Third, to receive kindly the preacher. Because the preacher brings the good news and God's peace to hearers, they need to open their houses to welcome and to give the preacher necessary things. Jesus desires good welcome from hearers, and he commands his disciples, remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Second, the consequent punishment for those who do not welcome. Jesus said to his disciples, but whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, even the dust of your town that cling to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God had come near. When the good news is proclaimed, the duty to respond is put on hearers. If they do not behave correspondingly, they must bear a complete duty on the last day as Jesus warned. I tell you, it shall be more tolerable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Application in life. All things that happen in the world are for a reason, but people are not always understanding those reasons. So, we should not apply what we think at the standard to judge and to condemn the other. In all cases, we need to completely believe and trust in God's mercy and treat others with charity. The preacher duties are to live simple for the mission of preaching the good news and to believe in God's providence to provide the necessity to the hearer of the good news. The hearer's duties are to accept the gospel message and to kindly receive preachers. If they do not, they must bear punishments on the last judgment day. Amen.